So let's review. Our shir began with a discussion of foods being mixed together, specifically when one falls into the other. And as Rashi explains, regarding two halachas, basar b'chalav, meat and milk, or isser v'heter, one is forbidden and the other is permitted. Itmar, cham lo techam, if both are hot, divrei hakol asr, all agree that they are asr because they certainly absorb a taste from one another. Tzainun tech tzainun, if both are cold, divrei hakol mutr, all agree that they are mutr because they do not absorb taste from one another. Cham lo tech tzainun, v'tzainun techam, when something hot falls into something cold, or something cold into something hot, there is a machlekes. The question is, does the hot warm the cold and they absorb from one another? Or does the cold cool the hot and they do not absorb from one another? Rav amar ilo gavar. Rav holds the upper one dominates. Therefore, cham lo tech tzayin is asr, tzayin lo tech cham is mutter. Shmuel amar teta gavar. Shmuel holds the low one dominates. Therefore, cham lo tech tzayin is mutter, tzayin lo tech cham is asr. The Gemara first cites three rulings from our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis that seem to indicate ilo gavar, which would support Rav and contradict Shmuel. First, the Mishnah said, "Natav mi roitfay al acheres v'chazer elav gitel es mekayme." If gravy dripped on the oven wall and then came back on the carbon, he has to remove a piece of meat from the place where the gravy landed on the meat. Second, "Natav mi roitfay al asaylus yikmitz es mekayme." If some gravy dripped on flour, he has to remove a handful of flour. The Gemara presumes that the cheres and the seilas were cold. If so, the Mishnah can only be explained if we hold ilo gavar, which in this case is the gravy, and this is the sequence of events. The hot gravy fell onto the cold oven or flour, which now became hot. The now hot oven or flour in turn warmed the gravy and to some degree cooked it. This gravy is now no longer exclusively tzliyesh, roasted by fire, but tzli machmas davar acher, roasted by another source of heat, and therefore may not be eaten. This gravy then spritzed back from the oven wall onto the meat, or stayed in the flour, rendering that area of meat or flour where it's absorbed aser. Therefore, yitales mekayle, he must remove that area. This explanation only works if the Mishnah would hold ilo gavar like Rav. If the Mishnah would hold tata gavar like Shmuel, there's no problem, because as soon as the hot roite fell onto the cold cheres or seilas, it gets cooled off and remains tliyesh. The Gemara answers, b'cheres roiseach u'b'seilas roisachas. According to Shmuel, we must say that the Mishnah is speaking of a hot oven or hot flour, which makes this a case of cham u'techam, where all agree that one warms the other. Third, our Mishnah said, sochei b'shem and truma. If the carbon was rubbed with truma oil, a group of kahanim can eat it, but a group of Yisraelim has to rinse it if it was still raw, or peel off a piece if it was roasted. Now, if we hold the law gavar, the cold oil does not get absorbed in the hot meat, and therefore a kedei klipa is sufficient. But if we hold tata gavar, the heat of the roasted carbon should cause the cold truma oil to become warm and absorbed, and kedei klipa should not suffice. The Gemara answers, shani sicha demashu ba'almahu davida. Since only a small amount of oil is smeared on the meat, it does not penetrate too deeply into the meat. The Gemara next quotes two brises that clearly indicate tata gavar in support of Shmuel and a contradiction of Rav. Both brises similarly say, tzayin l'techam is asr. When something cold falls into something hot, it becomes asr, apparently because tata gavar and taste has been transferred. Cham l'tech tzayin and kailif. When hot falls into cold, we only need to peel away the surface because even though tata gavar, which makes it mutter, however, ademiyakr lei I efshel delay bala porta. Until the lower item cooled the upper item, some small amount of taste must have been transferred. Rashi in the beginning of the sugya said, v'yavagav de hilchas hakarav b'isura, b'ha hilchas hakishmol. Da'atanya tartem es nintikavasei. Although generally in machlikas rav shmol, we pass in like Rav in matters of Isser. In this case, we pass in like Shmuel because two brises support his position. Amamar, tzayin tech tzayin madiach. The above brises also ruled that if both were cold, one only rinses it off and it is mutter. Rav Huna adds, v'emolchei aser. If the aser food was salted heavily to the point that it's not edible, that which fell in becomes aser, based on Shmuel's ruling, maliach harei kereseach. Salted food is considered like hot food, in that it causes taste to be transferred. Similarly, kavash harei kemevushel, soaking something for a long time is like cooking, in that it also transfers taste. The Gemara mentions other variables, which are complex issues in halacha. Amar Rav, basar shchuta shamin, shetzali and basar nevela kachosh, asar. Rav holds that if a kosher piece of meat is roasted in an oven together with a non-kosher piece of meat, and Rashi adds that they're obviously on separate spits and far apart so that they do not spritz on one another, as long as one of the pieces is fatty, the kosher meat becomes asar because recha milsa, the aroma emitted is significant to be considered a transfer of taste. Levi holds it as mutter because recha lav milsa, aroma is not significant enough to be considered a transfer of taste. Meisvei, ein tzelin shnei pesachim keechad. We may not roast two karbanos pesach together. Levi would understand that the only concern is tarubes gufin. The two karbanos will get mixed up even when they are gedivitla, a kid goat and a lamb, and would be eaten shleilim nuyev, not by its registrants. Rav would understand that we are also concerned about teruvas taimim. The taste will transfer from one to the other, and each carbon may only be eaten by its menuyin, its registrants. Amar Rav Mari, kitanoi. The Gemara suggests that the machlekes tanoim regarding hot bread placed over an open barrel of truma wine, whether it becomes aser for a non-kain, is about recha milsa. Rameya holds the bread is aser because recha milsa, and Yehuda holds it is mutter because recha lav milsa. Now, Rameya clearly holds recha milsa and cannot be reconciled with Levi's opinion. However, Amal Charav, the kuli alma recha milsa. Rav can say that all tanoim agree with his opinion that recha milsa. And in the case of hot bread over an open barrel, all tanoim would agree that it is aser, as in the case of two things simultaneously roasting in an oven. The machlek is tanoim, and that which Rabbi Yehuda permits is only in the case when either the bread is cold or the barrel is closed, where the aroma is not very strong. The Gemara concludes by saying that bread or fish roasted with meat may not be eaten with dairy, presumably because recha milsa. Ma Baravashi would not allow eating fish that was roasted with meat, even by itself, because it can cause bad breath and tzaras. We now proceed with the next Mishnah. As Rashi explains, Kolber Tzibur Deches Atuma, all communal offerings override Tuma, which means they are brought betuma, even when the Kahanim are Tame. The Mishnah, however, refers only to those Karbanos Tzibur which are usually eaten to teach the following. Talk to Mishnah. Chamisha Dvarim Boin betuma, Ve'ene Nechal betuma. The following five Karbanos Tzibur, although they may be brought betuma, may not be eaten betuma. Ha'emer, the Karban Mincha consisting of Se'er and barley brought on the second day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, to permit Chodesh, the grain of the new season. Ushte Halechem, the two loaves made of chitin bread and shvuas to permit chadish of karbanas. The lechem apanim, the 12 loaves of bread with 2 spoons of levaina which were placed on the shulchan every Shabbos. Vizivche shalmei tzibur, the 2 lambs of shlam and bread and shvuas with the shtei halechem. Vizivri rosh chadashim, the carbon musav goat of Rish Chedesh. However, ha-pesach, shabba betuma, necha betuma, shalei bo metchilase el achila. A carbon pesach that was brought betuma may also be eaten betuma because it's brought solely for the purpose of it being eaten. The Gemara says that even though the chagiges chamisha aser is a carbon tzibur with a set time, it's not brought betuma because isli tashlumi kol shiva, it can be brought at any time over Pesach, and therefore it is not deicha Shabbos, nor is it deicha tuma. The zivchi shalmei tzibur mentioned in the Mishnah includes seiri haragalim, the goats brought as part of the karbanis musav of every yom tov. However, Seir Rosh Chodashim are listed separately because it is not obvious that Rosh Chodesh is also a Moed. This discussion continues on the following daf.